Well, good morning. Today we're going to finish the Roman summaries in Romans chapter 16, verses 21 through 27. I'm not going to read verses 21 through 23. He's just giving some last greetings from Timothy and others. And we're going to jump right into verse 25. He says, "Now to him." And Paul goes on these tangents, right, where he gets onto God the Father, God the Son, and goes into these beautiful displays and descriptions of who they are and what they've done. But he says, "Now to him," and this is his description of him, "him who is able to establish you." He confirms and strengthens the inner man. It's mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." And 2 Thessalonians 2:16, "Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." He is able. This is not a hope. He is powerful. As Paul prays in Ephesians 1, that God would be at work inside of us, using the same power that was used to raise Jesus from the dead and raise us spiritually from the dead. He is able. So he is the one who establishes us according to my gospel. This is not some prideful statement by Paul. It's a simple recognition that he has been commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel and defend the gospel, the one true gospel of Jesus Christ. And he affirms that, as he says, in the preaching of Jesus Christ. It boils down to this: the true gospel is preaching Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and risen, providing salvation for wretches like us through faith alone in him alone. Anything added or subtracted is not preaching Jesus. He says, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now has been disclosed. So salvation is for all the world, every tribe, tongue, and nation. It was there in the Old Testament, but missed. Now it has been brought forth in such a way it cannot be missed. And through the scriptures of the prophets, the salvation, though we understand it as for all, is not new. It has been declared from the start, through the years, to Christ, and now for the next 2,000 years, in accordance with the commandment of the eternal God. So, in Matthew 28, Jesus says, "Go and preach the gospel to all." Galatians 1:15, Paul is talking of his mission to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles. This is the commandment that he has received. And it is not new. In other words, also it's referred to back in the Old Testament. It has been made known to all the nations. We should be burdened to see all people reached here and across the sea, leading to obedience of faith, that we would see people from every nation submitting themselves to the gospel of Jesus Christ, as he mentions in Romans chapter 1 about the obedience of verse 5, chapter 1, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles in behalf of his name. So it's not obedience to be saved, but obedience to the gospel, which is placing faith for salvation. So he says, to the only wise God. How else could we describe this God? As he's explained in Romans, this incredible gospel, he is wise. We come to him through Jesus Christ. We give him all the glory forever. It reminds me of Revelation 4:11. "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created." So as you've gone through this study with me in Romans, my desire is that you would come away glorifying God, the only wise, gracious, loving, merciful, salvation-giving God.